Europe.
Repression in Azerbaijan. The new enemy. The war with Armenia is over, so domestic critics are now the target.
Baruz Samadov, a young Azerbaijani academic and writer, was arrested on August 21st. He has since been charged with treason, reportedly because he had written critical pieces about the country's conflict with Armenia. His arrest was quickly followed by that of another peace activist, Samad Shiki. These are the latest markers in a harsh and growing crackdown on the few remaining independent voices in the country. The arrests took place in the run-up to a general election on September 1st, which the ruling party, led by Azerbaijan's autocratic president, Ilham Aliyev, will again dominate. No one expects the balloting to be free. The main opposition party is boycotting it, saying it will be a charade. Azerbaijan's opposition had long hoped that the country would open up after its war with Armenia ended. Optimistic reformers argued that the authoritarian system was the result of the war footing the government had been forced to adopt in the 1990s, after losing a big chunk of territory, including the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, to the Armenians. In a series of offensives between 2020 and 2023, Azerbaijan managed to take back all of the land it had previously lost. But if anything, this has empowered Mr. Aliyev to go after his enemies at home even more vigorously. Others bet that outside pressure would persuade Azerbaijan to put on a friendly face. After Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Azerbaijan signed an agreement to provide much-needed natural gas to the European Union, a club that, in theory, puts human rights at the heart of its foreign policy. And in November, Baku, Azerbaijan's capital, will host the COP29 climate summit. Yet the repression keeps on getting worse. Late last year, several journalists from Abzas Media, an investigative news website, were arrested and hit with trumped-up charges of financial crimes. They are still behind bars. Another prominent political activist, Anar Mamadli, was arrested in April and charged with similarly spurious offences. Now it is the turn of Mr. Samadov and Mr. Shiki. Whatever leverage the outside world may once have had for influencing Azerbaijan has disappeared, as the country has become deeply involved in the sharpening conflict between Russia and the West. Mr. Aliyev thinks that he can push red lines further and further because everybody now needs him, says Altay Goyoshov, head of the Baku Research Institute, a think tank. They don't want to spoil relations with him. Mr. Goyoshov himself recently left the country. I knew that my turn could be coming, he says. Defeating Armenia militarily means Mr. Aliyev needs a new enemy. Few know this better than Mr. Samadov, a doctoral student researching authoritarianism and the logic of exclusion in Azerbaijan. In a 2021 essay, he described how the state demonizes Armenians and domestic critics in parallel fashion. The enemy, internal or external, must be eliminated.